Let us look in the Word of God today for another beautiful thought of truth that is powerful because it is divine. It's part of God's Word, and it has its origin and source in God, and it's powerful to sanctify and cleanse our hearts. It's Christmas, and let us turn our minds and our thoughts again to Jesus Christ, because that's what Christmas is all about. In Matthew, the first chapter, in verse 23, there's a beautiful thought there. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and then shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. What a beautiful truth, God with us. The living Word was God, because John said in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so there's no way that Jesus Christ could have been our Savior had he not been God in flesh. Jesus Christ was God, a Savior, a mediator between God and man. Who besides God would have the omniscience and the omnipotence and the omnipresence to minister to man? Jesus Christ was God in flesh. He was incarnated among us. It was God in our midst to reconcile us. And in his omniscience and his omnipotence, he was able to take hold of our humanity and to join our humanity with God's divinity. God at peace with mankind. Yes, Jesus Christ was Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ was God in flesh, taking our flesh into covenant with himself. Never before had the flesh of mankind been brought into covenant with God. Yes, people had believed in the Old Testament, looking forward to the cross of Calvary by faith. But when they died, they went to paradise. Their flesh had not been brought into covenant with God. But beloved, when Jesus Christ died upon Calvary's cross, because he was God in flesh, he took the flesh to the grave and went down into death and hell and came up the third day and joined his divinity to humanity and resurrected that flesh. Yes, Jesus Christ was Emmanuel, God in flesh. The Jews, yes, they had God with them in many special ways. In the Old Testament tabernacle, they had their types, their shadows. They had the Shekinah glory of God dwelling between the cherubims, but it was shut up. It was concealed from human view. But when Jesus Christ came, the Word, the Shekinah glory of the Word in flesh was open to all. And John said in the first epistle of John that he'd seen the Word, he'd touched the Word, he'd handled the Word. And so what a difference that we have in our new covenant. No wonder that Paul said in Hebrews that we have a better covenant. The Word was made flesh and made visible to human view. God's richest mercy and his deepest mystery was made manifest when he made the Word flesh. And when that flesh went to Calvary's cross and took our place and became a sin offering in our place before Almighty God, that he might become a mediator and bring us back into unity and harmony and peace with him. God with man in smallest things. Jesus came, and in that small way, he became joined to the flesh. And so, beloved, nothing is too small in our lives for Jesus Christ to not be joined to, because he was God with man. He was God with man to die for man. He was God with man to rise from the dead for man. He was God with man to ascend to the right hand of God to rule for man. How could he have been our mediator? How could he have been our Savior if he had not have been God in flesh? How would he have the omniscience to know all about our circumstances, our situations? How would he have the omniscience to know all about our needs? How could he have the power to deliver in all of these needs and circumstances had he not been God in the flesh? Yes, he's God with man, and he has ascended to the right hand of God to rule for man. man. And how could he have been a high priest, a merciful and faithful high priest, had he not been God in the flesh? Yes, Jesus Christ is risen to the right hand of God the Father. And the Bible says in Hebrews the 7th chapter in verse 25 that he ever liveth to make intercession for us there. Wherefore he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Yes, he's God that knows all of our needs. He's God that knows the need of humanity. He's God that knows the divine purpose and plan of his eternal divine Father. And so he's able to sanctify our flesh, and he's able to transport the divine will of God into us, therefore bringing unity and harmony and peace. Yes, Jesus Christ is God in life. He's the reason for living, and he can put into us a desire and a purpose of life. He's God in our labors. He's God in our trials, God in our afflictions, God in our worship and glory. And so we appreciate this beautiful thought at Christmas time. It makes Christmas something exciting. How empty and how vain when we only have a few temporal carnal presents to open at Christmas, and then that's the end of Christmas. Christmas is 365 days out of a year, and on leap year, that's another time he's also God of Christmas. And so how exciting and how thrilling to have Jesus Christ in Christmas. That after all the tinsel and the toys and the gifts are gone, Jesus is there with his living word, his living presence, God in flesh, leading us ever onward and upward into his beautiful footsteps. And so the word was with Mary in all things. He never forsook the union with man. Jesus Christ held firmly and tightly to the union of his humanity, but he also held firmly and tightly to the divinity and his union with his heavenly Father. So he was God in flesh that we might be one with him. He's made himself one with us that we might have an eternal union and be one with him. How precious to have Jesus Christ as our Savior. He became an humble servant of God in this world of wickedness and woe, that he might give unto us the mystery of God's grace, that he might minister unto us salvation. There's no life like the life with Jesus Christ. There's no blissful joy that can compare to the ecstasy in the human heart when this Savior, this mediator, has made peace between us and God. What a beautiful experience to have Christmas with Jesus Christ in the midst. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for a Savior, God, our Savior, Emmanuel, that was in flesh and is in flesh in us today. We thank you for salvation, rich, full, and free. And we pray that you'll bless your word today. Oh, Jesus Christ, we ask that you move out and become a Savior, a mediator to those in Radio Land today. Bless them today. Quicken your word. Because we pray in Jesus' precious name, amen.